Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Vav. We're already almost halfway down the page by the new Mishnah in the middle of Samach Vav Omer Aleph. We pick up the Mishnah where it tells us, Mishahia Mushlach Lebor. If somebody Nebuch is thrown into a pit, and obviously we don't know who the person is, but we hear their voice. If we knew who the person is, then none of the questions in this Mishnah and the Gemara will get off the ground. But here, there's somebody in the pit. We are presuming that we're not able to find out who that person is, but we hear this person say, Omar, he says, Kol Shomea Eskolo, anybody that can hear my voice, Yichtov Get Liishto, should go write a get for my wife. Rashi says that he explains who he is, Upira Shemo Vishemir. He says, I'm so and so from such and such a place. Now, Mistama, this guy's not getting out of this pit. He's either going to die in this pit or it's a jail, a dungeon, and he's just announcing he doesn't want his wife to be an aguna. He doesn't want his wife to have to maybe fall to Yibum. So he says, I would like my wife to be divorced, so please, I'm so-and-so from such and such a place, go give a get to my wife. Yichtov get liishto. So the Mishnah tells us, Hare elu yichtovu yitnu. So the people that hear this are in fact authorized to go write the get and to in fact go and give the get. We're assuming the person is still alive. Obviously, the get has to be given michayim, and therefore they are authorized to believe, even though they have no objective proof that this person is who he says he is, just from the fact that he's in the pit and he says that I'm so and so from such and such a place, I'm authorized you to write the get. The Mishnah tells us the people are allowed to listen and write a get for that person's wife. The Mora starts off and says, "Velecho Shemo Shedu." Why aren't we concerned that this person is a shade? Now, the shade was something that we don't fully understand. They were real creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were looking in some ways like malachim, in some ways they were like human beings. The Gemara elsewhere discusses also this differences between shadim and human beings. And Yitz Hashem will have upcoming in the Gemara the famous story of Ashmodai. In any event, we'll have now the Lecho Shem Shedu. The Gemara tells us that we have to be concerned, or shouldn't we have to be concerned, that maybe this isn't the real person and it's a shade and he's just causing trouble and he's just going to get this woman divorced when she's really not divorced and it's going to lead to all sorts of takolos and troubles. So how come we're not concerned about that? Some review, the review that says, the Amor review that says, Kishiro lo dmus adam. They can't tell who he is, nobody knows him, but they can see that he has the shape of a person. Oh, where it says, Inu nami, idamu ye idamu. The Gemara tells us that the shadim also looked like humans. In some ways, they were looking like certain animals. They had claws on their feet. They didn't have normal five toes on their feet. They had the toes of an animal, of a bird. In any event, they had the general appearance of a human being. So the fact that you saw somebody that looks in this pit like they're a human being wouldn't rule out that they were a shade. So Gemara says, no, because the chazu lay bevua, because we can see they have a shadow. And right now, the Gemara is assuming that shadim do not have shadows. So the Gemara says, that's also not true. Inunami is lehu bevua. The shadim also have shadows. So the fact that you can see it looks like a human a little bit, and the fact that he has a shadow, and therefore it's not a shade, is simply not true. So Gemara says, you're right. The chazule bivua de bivua. He has the shadow of the shadow. In science, we call this the umbra and the penumbra. The umbra is the darker shadow, the penumbra is the lighter shadow, that you can sometimes have two shadows. And therefore, the shadim, they only have one shadow. They won't have the penumbra. They'll have the umbra, but they won't have the penumbra. And this person we saw, he looked like a human, and he has the umbra and the penumbra, the shadow and the shadow of the shadow, and therefore, this obviously is not a shade. More questions this. It says, no, maybe. The Duma Inu Nami Islu, maybe they also have a penumbra. Who says they don't have a penumbra? So more says, we don't, they don't. I'm a Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Limdani Yonasan Benin, my son Yonasan taught me that Bavua Islu, Bavua the Bavua, Leslu. No. We have known for a fact that the shadim have only a regular shadow, the umbra, but they don't have the umbra and the penumbra. So therefore, you see the penumbra, take it to the bank that this is not a shade. Okay, so now we're working that it's a human being. More questions again. The Duma Tsarihi. Maybe it's the co-wife of the woman that we hear is to be divorced, and maybe the co-wife is just trying to get her co-wife into trouble. So she's making believe she's the husband. Oh, I'm stuck here in this pit. Go and divorce my wife. And they go and divorce the wife. Meanwhile, she's not divorced. She gets married to somebody else. Now she's really mukulko. She can't go back to her first husband because she, unfortunately, is living with somebody else. She can't stay with her second husband. And the co-wife is laughing all the way to the bank how she got her co-wife in trouble. So, v'dumat sari, maybe this is the co-wife who's not being divorced and is just looking to get the other co-wife, the one who's being divorced, into trouble. So Gemara says, no. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, we don't have to worry about that. They live in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Bishas HaSakana, since this is in a time of danger, obviously this guy's thrown in a pit, it's not a simple, normal situation, they're not calling the Hatzalah to go bring him out, obviously the Goyim are involved, it's a time of persecution, it's a time of danger, and therefore, when you have no choice, so we have to presume that that's what it is. Kosvin v'nosten af b'shein makir. We go and write again in this situation. Yes, it could have been a tzara. However, the likelihood is that it's not, and therefore, to save the wife from becoming an aguna, to save her a lot of trouble, so the rabbi said that you can, in this situation, kosvin v'nosten, even though you're not 100% sure that this is her husband. Again, b'shas hadchak, you don't have a choice, so it's far more likely that we're helping the woman than hurting her, so we take the chance in the rare, rare situation that it's the co-wife that could cause trouble for the vast majority of times that it would be a great benefit to the wife to have her get rather than to be left as an akuna. Okay, next Mishnah. Habari, if a healthy person says, Shamar kisu get liishti, he says, go write a get for my wife, but he does not say the yitnu. Now, the previous Mishnah, as we said, because the person is so bamboozled, so we can presume he meant not only to write it, but also to give it. But here, there's no such presumption. And in fact, the Mishnah says, Rotzo l'sachikba. The Mishnah tells us, why did he do this? He just wants to get her nervous. He wants to laugh at her. He wants to go and play with her mind. So therefore, if a healthy person tells people to go write a get, but he does not say go and give it to her, so then, in fact, you're not allowed to go give it to her because he's just doing this to go and give her psychological stress. He's just doing this to taunt her. Okay, so the Mishnah then continues and is going to give us a maisa that seems to go against, and that's what the Gemara will question, seems to go against the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and says, maisa b'bar yachod, the ones who's a maisa with a healthy person, shamar, and he said, just kiss, we didn't say utnu, he just said, write again, kiss, we get liishti, but then, the all of the Rosh Hagak, he goes up to the rooftop, the Nafal, and he falls off and he dies, umeis. Now, the possibility over here is that he went up there to commit suicide and he didn't want his wife to be left as a widow because let's say they didn't have children and he didn't want his wife to have to fall even to his brother for whatever the reason. Maybe the brother lived far away, maybe the brother's not a nice guy, so he wanted to spare her from having to fall to Yibam. So in this situation, if he just said kisu get liishti, normally we wouldn't be able to go and give it. But in this situation, ma'aseh b'ariyachol shomar kisu get liishti, and we see, did he commit suicide? If he committed suicide, so then he was really a bamboozled person, and mustami meant to also tnu, and therefore you can go give the get. Amar Shimon Gamliel, that's exactly what we're saying in the Atzmon Not file, raise again. If he just jumped off the roof. In other words, no, he pushed him. The wind didn't blow him off. So he was obviously in a very distressed state. He obviously went to commit suicide, and therefore he meant kisvu and utnu. And as long as he's still alive, the Mefarshim explained that he jumped off the roof. We didn't know that. So he jumped off the roof, but he didn't die right away. So as long as he still has a breath of life in him, the Rosh says, you can still give the get. And this is a clear example of where he was bamboozled, and he meant to say kisu utnu. Now, this goes against what the Reisha says. We're talking about a bari, and here we give a case where it doesn't apply to a bari. We'll question this in a second. However, if we see that this was a total accident, the guy slipped, he was going up there to make a telephone call, there was good reception up there, and somehow he slipped, and the wind blew him off, so then, rim ruach dochasu, so then ain't no get. And obviously, this was a healthy person, and he only said kiss, so he didn't mean to know. Okay, Gemara starts off and tells us the question I just mentioned. Maisi listar, you start off telling us how bari shama kisu get liishti, so you only can give it if he says tenu. If he doesn't say tenu, you can't give it. And then we give an example where, okay, maybe he committed suicide and you can give it and assume that he meant kisu as well as tenu. He didn't just say kisu, he meant kisu and he meant tenu. So how can this be? We normally give a maisa to support. Here we're giving a maisa to start. So the Gemara says, Chisur, Maso Achiton, as we often have, Rebbe left out certain parts, as I mentioned many times, in order that we should remember that this is Torah Shabbat Pen. It should be really written down. So Chisur, Maso, this part's missing over the Mishnah, and this is the way you have to read the Mishnah of Achiton. The Mishnah should say, Im Hochiach Sofel Al Tchiloso, I raise again. But the Mishnah tells us, Habari Shomar Kisu Get Liishti, it's not a get. You can't go and give the get unless he says tenu, except if from what happens afterwards, it was clear that he was bamboozled at that time. He was very distraught, and therefore, he really meant to say kisu utenu, but because of his distraughtness, he didn't say so. And here we have Hareze again, because Umaisa Nami, because we have a Maisa that exactly illustrates this point. Habari Shomar Kisu Get Liishti, the healthy person, or at least we think he's healthy, says to write a get from his wife, but he doesn't say to new, and then Biola Larosha God, be full of base. And he goes up to the rooftop, and if he falls off intentionally, in other words, he jumps off and commits suicide, so then he doesn't die right away. As long as he's still alive, obviously he meant kisu utnu in that situation, but he was so bamboozled, he was so distraught, And he forgot to say the words tenu, and we could give the get. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in the Yatzvah Nofal, if it was clear that he committed suicide, or raise a get. So as long as he's still alive, you can go and not only write the get, but you can give the get. However, if a Ruach Tachasso, but if it was not at all clear that he committed suicide, in fact, there's no reason to suspect he committed suicide, an accident happened up there. He slipped and he fell. The wind blew him off. So then, ain't no get. Then, of course, you can't give it because he didn't say kisu tenu. He just said kisu. Maisa Shoya, how Gabra, the Olabei Knishta, the once was a man who went to the shul, the local shul, he wanted somebody to go write a get for him. And Ashkar, he finds in the shul several people. He finds Makri Yenuka, he finds a Rebbe for young children, and that Rebbe happens to have a son, who's an adult son with him, Ubrei the Yasre. So the father, who happens to be a Rebbe, and the father's son, who's a Gadol, happened to be sitting there, and as well, the Yosef Yenish Achrin Gabayu, and there's another person sitting there. So in other words, there are three Gedolim that are over there, a father and a son, and somebody else. So this person who's looking for somebody to write a get for him, says, Amalu, he says to all three of them, Beitrei minaychu nichtavu gito lidvisu. Please, two of you, go write a get for my wife. But he doesn't say the word tenu. So the maisa, we're dealing over here with a person that's mistama in the category of going off on a caravan or going off into the yam, and therefore he's in a bamboozled, distraught state, and therefore he meant kisvu utenu. Okay, so that's the case that we're dealing with. So he asked two of the three of them to go do this, but then Nebuch suddenly, Lusot, before they had a chance to write the get, Shachiv Makri Yenuka, not the person who's asking to have them the right to get to divorce his wife, but the Rebbe of the young Tamidim, the father of the son that was there, unfortunately passes away. Now, all you have left there is the son who's a Gadol, and you have the other person. Now, he clearly meant the other person should be one of the people to write to get, but did he mean the son when the father was present? So that's the worst question. When he said, I want two of the three of you to write to get, would he intend that if the father couldn't write it, that the son should go and write it? Or no, he obviously meant the father and not the son. Nobody would go and ask the son to go write it if the father is over there. That's the worst question. And we have a machlokas with Nachman Amar, lo mashu inish bro shlicha b'mokum abba. Nobody in their right mind would go and ask the son to do this if the father was over there. That's what Nachman's opinion. And therefore, when the father suddenly Nebuch died, so the son is not authorized. It was only those beitrei, only those two people, the father and the other guy that was there. Nebuch, the father's not there anymore, so you can't assume that he wanted the son to do this. The son's not authorized, and therefore, since he wanted both of them to write the get, one of them cannot write the get, and therefore there's no way to have them write the get. Of course, if the person who wants to divorce his wife now says to the son, listen, son, you and the other guy now go write the get, fine. But here, obviously, he's no longer there. He went away off in his business trip. So Rav Nachman says, sorry, you can't write a get for the guy. Rav Papi disagrees. Rav Papi Amar, Mashvu Inish Bro, Shlicho B'mokum Abba. No, he said two of the three. No, if the father Nebuch passed away, so the son who's bar mitzvah, he's above the age of a mitzvah, gesuntei, he's a gadol, and he can go be partnering with the other guy that was there to go write the get for him. We don't assume that he didn't include him. No, Rapapi says that you can assume the son was also included as the person potentially to write the get. All the Rabba said, how do we paskin hilchasa? Mashu inish bro shlicha b'makom abba. In fact, we do allow the son to be a shaliach, like Rapapi said, even though the father was there, the person who authorized the get to be written wasn't Machpid, that it had to be the father. He said, no, two of the three of you. So if it was the father and the other guy, or the son and the other guy, he would be just as happy. Now, we have the gears over here that Rabbah said this, and the halach is as follows. Some aren't gorish this, because Rav Papi was a Talmud of Rabbah, and it wouldn't be right that Rabbah would say that we pass it over here like his Talmud. It's just not the right way that we normally have things. So some either delete the word Omar Rabbah and just say Hilchasa, this is the halacha, or some delete the Hilchasa over here, and it's left as a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Papi without the words Hilchasa telling us how we pass it. Okay, the Gemara continues with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, if a man says to two people, I want to divorce my wife, go and give a get to my wife. Now, obviously, this implies that they have to write it. He's saying, "Tnu get li ishti," so he's telling them to go write the get, and as well to go and deliver the get to his wife. And we turn to Samach Vav Olim Beis, or he says, "Olu shlosha," he tells three people, "Kisu get utnu li ishti," go and write the get and give it to my wife. Now, here the reason why there's a difference potentially between two and three is you might have thought that three makes it into a beis din. So therefore, Rashi points out the top Rashi, Afa Pishen Ruyan Leo Sos Basedin, even though they could be a Basedin over here, Kivan the Beheja Amalem Kisfu, since he said specifically to them, go and write it, Lo Basedin Shavin you, he didn't make them into a Basedin, Elo Edim, he made them into the Ede get, and therefore all three of them have to participate, as we'll see later on in this Mishnah. If you tell 10 people, so then only one of them has to write it. You don't have to have all 10 write it simultaneously. One writes it, but all of them have to sign it. So here, if he tells all three of them, you have to go and sign it, all three of them must sign it, or else it's not a kosher get. So here, either two or three people are assigned specifically to go and write the get and to go and deliver the get. So then we follow his instructions. He's making a proper authorization, and they go and write and give the get. However, if he just says to three people who are functioning as the beis din now, Amar l'shlosha, to do get liishti, go and give a get to my wife, so then they're considered a beis din. Hari elu yomru liacherim v'yichtu. They can have someone else go, they can assign someone else to go and write that up. They call a sofer and say, write up this get, and then they can go and ask other people to even go and sign it, because they're functioning as a beis din, not as the edim. M'nei she'asan beis din, as the Mishnah tells us, because he made them into a beis din. So Rashi points out, he just said tenu in this situation, v'lo'omar kisu, and that's the differentiation. When he doesn't write kisu, so he's making them into a beis din, and therefore they can authorize someone else as the beis din to go and write and even sign the get and go and give the get. This is the opinion, divrei Reb Meir. That's Tanakam's opinion, Reb Meir's opinion. Now, v'zu halacha, this halacha that Reb Meir just brought down, this halacha, hello Rabbi Chanina ish ono, mi beis ha'asurim. This halacha was also brought by Rabbi Chanina ish ono. It came from a place called Ono, right? There's a place in Eretz Yisrael called Kfar Ono. I don't know if that's where it means, but he came from this place called Ono, and mi beis ha'asurim, he came from a jail. What was he doing in the jail over there? So Rashi tells us that he went to go visit Rabbi Akiva in the jail, to go and ask Rabbi Akiva's opinion on this. So Rabbi Chanina from Ono asked Rabbi Akiva in the jail, what is your opinion on this? Now, Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So, Makubal ani ba'omer lishlosha tenu get liishti. So Rabbi Akiva came back with the same psak of Rabbi Meir. We have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition of Masorah, that if a person goes to a basin and just tells them, to three people, and they're functioning as a basin, give this get to my wife, so then they have the right, show me lacherim, they can go tell other people to go write it up, they can sign it and go deliver it because they're functioning as a basin. So Rabbi Akiva, as brought down by Rabbi Chanina, who comes from Ono, said the same thing as Rabbi Meir, they all hold the same way, that they're functioning as a basin, so the basin has the authority to go and authorize someone else to go and actually write up, sign, and deliver the get. That is the opinion of these Tanoim. Rav Yossi, disagrees. Numenu l'shaliach, go tell that Rabbi Chanina ish ono that I also have a Kabbalah. We have a different Kabbalah than the one that he brought down from Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yossi, numenu l'shaliach, go tell this shaliach af onu mikubalim. We also have a Kabbalah, but it's the exact opposite. Shafilu amar lebeis din agadol shebirushalayim. Even you go tell the Sanhedrin agadol in Yerushalayim to nu get liishti that they should go and give a get to his wife. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, they had said that beis din then doesn't have to actually write up the get. They can authorize someone else to write it up, sign it, and deliver it. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you tell the Sanhedrin HaGadol that they have to go and give the get, they themselves, sheyilmedu, they have to learn how to write a get. If they're not sofer, they have to learn how to write a get. V'yichtuv themselves, v'yinu themselves, because that's what he said. Tenu get liishti, they're not functioning as a beis din, they're functioning all as edim. So this is a fundamental machlokes between Rav Yossi and the other Tanaim that we mentioned, Rav Meir, and the opinion that's brought down by Rav Chanina ish ono in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah concludes and tells us what I mentioned earlier. Amar li asara, if you tell 10 people, kisvu, go and write a get for my wife, and then v'yidnu, and go and give it to her. So he tells it to all 10 of these people, but he doesn't mention that all of them have to do this. So then, amar li asara kisvu, usnu get li ishti, so only echad kosev u'shtayim chosvin. One of the 10 people has to write the get, and two of those 10 people have to go and sign it, because he didn't require all 10 of them to do so. Echad kosev u'shtayim chosvin. However, if he said, kulchem, all 10 of you, kisovu, I want all 10 of you to go and write this get and sign the get. So then, obviously, all 10 don't have to write it. Echad kosev, only one writes it, but v'chulam chosvin, all 10 of them have to go and sign it. And therefore, as I mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, lefikach, if any one of the 10 people die for whatever reason, cannot sign that get. So he authorized it, all 10 of them must do it. He wanted to do a big fanfare. And therefore, if only 9 of them can do it, hareiz a get batel. He's nullified, he's made batel this ability for them to write a get. Of course, if he's around and they're still around, he can say, okay, the rest of the 9 of you, or 2 of you, or anybody else, he can go and authorize. It's not that he can't ever divorce his wife, but he can't use that authorization that he gave originally to go and have a get written to divorce his wife. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, Amar Rabbi Yirmi Yabar Abba, Rabbi Yirmi Rabba said, Shochalei mi bei Rav l'Shmuel. They sent from the base manager of Rav, Mestama, after Rav died, so they sent the question to Shmuel, and they asked him, Yalamdeinu Rabbeinu, go teach us a Rebbe. They called Shmuel their Rebbe now that Rav had passed away, and they said, Amar, if a husband goes lishnayim and tells two people, Kismu, go and write up, utnu, get liishti, and then be handing over that get to my wife. But armul is sofer, and then these two people go, and instead of writing up the get themselves, they go to a sofer and say, you sofer, you write up the get. You're much more proficient at writing up a get than we are. If you're armul is sofer, go, you write sofer and write up the get, nu, and they will sign on it. Because of the sofer writes it, v'chosum hen, and they both then signed on it. So is that a fulfillment, mahu, is that a fulfillment of what the husband had said, or is that not a fulfillment of what the husband had said? The husband has said to them, you too should write it, kisvu, usnu get lishti. So does that include authorization for them to ask the sofer to do it, or must they themselves actually write up the get, even though they signed it, but if they didn't write it up, possibly that's no good, possibly it is good. That's the question he asked to Shmuel. So Shmuel sent back to him, Shomach Lehu, Tate say, this is not a valid get that we allow this woman to go marry to somebody else. And if in fact she did get married to somebody else, we tell her to leave that second husband because it may not be a valid get. I don't know though. I got to look into it further. And Rashi explains, Kilomar, Shmuel is as if he's saying, Ein hadavar zeh bara lanu. I'm not sure what the answer is. And we have to go ask people greater than us, Im Karshahu, oh no, was this a valid get or was this not a valid get? But since I don't know, we have to assume the worst case scenario that maybe it's not a get. She's still married to the first husband, and therefore if she's married to a second husband, she has to leave that second husband because she's still an Ashes Ish from the first husband. Now, when Shmuel said, what did he mean? My Hadavet Zorach Talmud. What does it mean? What was his question that needed further analysis before Shmuel could posket it? So the Gemara says, Elaim, if you're going to say that what bothered Shmuel was Mishum Dahavulu Mile. But these were words the husband had just said, Kisvu Utnu. So he didn't do anything physically. He just spoke to them. And maybe it was Safkale, and Shmuel has a suffix. Do we say, Mili I Mimsirum L'Shaliach, Ilo Mimsirum L'Shaliach? Can words be transferred? He said to these two guys to go and write it up. So do they or do they not have the authority to then go tell a sofer, you write it up, based upon our telling you to write it up, because we're shlichim of the husband. So can words be transferred or not? Was that Shmuel's question? Where it says that can't be Shmuel's question, because we already know what Shmuel's opinion is on that. Farmer Shmuel, I'm a Rebbe. Shmuel said over the name of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the great Rebbe, Halacha ki Rebbe Yossi. We paskin here like Rebbe Yossi, the Omar Mili lo Mimsrum l'shaliach. And Rebbe Yossi had in fact paskin, and Shmuel held like him that you can't transfer over words. So if that was Shmuel's question, that wouldn't be a concern, because Shmuel then would say, no, you can't go and have the people that were authorized to go write the get, go and tell a sofer to go write the get for them. So if that was Shmuel's concern, that would be asked and answered. So that can't be Shmuel's concern. So what was Shmuel's concern? The more continues. Elo, l'Shmuel, ha, komi boile. This was the question that was bothering Shmuel. Hai, kisovu, ikosav yadan, o ksav haget. When he told them to go, kisvu, write it up, did he mean to actually write just their signatures, what we call ksav yodan? In other words, you guys sign the get. Somebody else will write it up. Anybody can write it up, but I want you two to be the witnesses on the get, or ikosav haget, or did he really want them to write the whole get? That was Shmuel's question. So where it says, v'tiv sho le mi mas nisen, but our Mishnah seems to answer that. Because look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, amar lishnayim tugnet liishti. Our Mishnah said, if a person said to two people, go and write a get for my wife, o lishlosho, he said to three people, kisu get, usnu liishti, go and write up a get and give it to my wife. So, hare elu yichtivu v'yidnu. Not only do they have to go and give the get, but they actually have to write it up themselves. Hare elu yichtivu v'yidnu. Now, therefore, our Mishnah seems to say that when you say Ksovo, it means that you have to write the get and not just sign on it. And the Gemara says, no, that's exactly Shmuel's question. He gufo komi boile. That's exactly what Shmuel was asking. How do you read the Mishnah? When the Mishnah said kisovu, does it mean ksav yodin? Just sign it. Anybody can write it up. You just make sure you sign it. Ksav yodin hu, is that what the Mishnah means? Or did it mean oksav haget hu? Did it mean that they actually have to write it up? And that was Shmuel's question. So the Gemara says, no, we could easily answer that from the Mishnah as well. Pshita tiksav hagetu. No, it means literally that they have to write the entire get up. Why? Because keep on reading the Mishnah, the Tani Sefer. Rav Yossi came along and disagreed with Rav Meir and Rav Akiva. And I'm Rav Yossi. Numenu l'shliach, go tell that shaliach, Rabbi Hanina, who came from the city of Ono, and go and tell it that we have a different Kabbalah than you have. Of Onu Mikubalim, we have our Kabbalah, different than Rabbi Akiva's Kabbalah. Shafilo Amal Beitzim HaGolos Yishlaim, if you told the great Sanhedrin in Yishlaim, Tenu Get Li Yishti, Sheyil Medu V'yichtivu V'yidulah, that they themselves have to go write it up. Now, Iyamris Bishlomo Ksav HaGedhu, if we're talking here about that the Sanhedrin HaGolos itself had to go and write the get, Shabu, we can understand why they had to be told, Sheyil Medu, to learn how to write again, because you could be a big Tamu Chochmah, and not be a scribe. So therefore, they would have to learn how to be a scribe. But Elo Yarmis, it just means Ksav Yodinu. It just means that they just have to sign their name. So how could it possibly be a suggestion? Miko Beidino, the Loyodu, Mechtam Chasimus Yedayu? Could it possibly be that they're such huge geniuses, they're such great Tamidi Chacham, that they don't know how to sign their name? So obviously, from the end of our Mishnah, from Rav Yossi, you see that it says Ksuvu, it means they have to go and write the entire get. A scribe they don't be, but certainly they don't know how to sign their name, so it can't be just Ksav Yodinu. It must mean that they have to write the entire thing. So therefore, asked and answered. But the word says, no, maybe there is such a young base and even Sanhedrin that don't know how to sign their name. In, there is such a Sanhedrin. Ika Bedina Charita, they're a brand new Sanhedrin. Maybe it's not talking about the Sanhedrin Gadol. Maybe it's about a Sanhedrin of 23 judges in Yerushalayim. There was that as well in the Beis HaMikdash area. Besides the 71, there was a Sanhedrin of 23. And maybe there were some new appointees on there that didn't know how to sign the name. So they're the ones that have to go and write the get up. And if they don't know how to write a get, or they don't even know how to sign their name, they have to learn how to sign their name. So therefore, we can't resolve Shmuel's question from our Mishnah. Natagmor says, V'sviralon d'haik sovu ksav yodinu. Now, if Shmuel, again, is not sure, did ksav, when he said kisu, did it mean just to sign the name or to write the entire get itself? So if you're going to say the ksovu means ksav yodinu, just to sign it, so ha-kosav ha-get kosher. So then the implication is that the text itself, if somebody else writes it up, is perfectly kosher. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rebbe, but Shmuel said the name of Rebbe, Halach Rav Yossi, Dharma Mili, Lo Mimsur, and Lashaliach. But we just brought down that Shmuel said in the name of Rebbe that words can't be transferred over. So in this situation, if you're saying that it means the Ksav Yad means actually just their signatures, and if somebody else writes the get, it's fine. So how did that other person know how to write the get? They must have told him. But Shmuel himself is saying over the name of Rebbe that the Halach is like Rav Yossi, that Mili, Lo Mimsur. So how could they authorize somebody to go and write that get? So where it says, no. Amre isvirulon the kos kitksovo ksav yodinu. If you want to say, like Shmuel's possibly thinking, that when you say ksuvu, go and write it up, it means just to sign it. So then implied in there is also, and go and tell somebody to write it up, and then you guys go sign it. So ksav get nasa ki omer imru. It's as if they were specifically authorized to go and tell somebody to go write the get, go tell the sofer to write the get, and then they're told, you guys go and sign it. Now, if that's true, even Rav Yossi holds that that's true. Umod Rav Yossi, Omer Imru, that even Rav Yossi agrees that if they were specifically authorized to go and transfer over words, in other words, if they were told, go and tell Yankel the Sofer to go write the get, so even Rav Yossi would say that that's acceptable. So therefore, that is Shmuel's question. More questions, though, still this idea that Rav Yossi would hold that Ba'omer Imru, Rav Yossi is Moda. More says, Umi Moda Rav Yossi Ba'omer Imru. Who says that Rav Yossi really is Moda in that situation? But none. We learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah will be later in the Masechta, on Daf Pei Zayin, it's going to say over there, Kosav Sofer, the aid, Kosher, that if the Sofer writes a get, but doesn't sign it, at least that's the first blush, and then there's another aid that signs it, that is good. Now, does that what it really means? So the Gemara says there are a number of different interpretations as to how to understand that Mishnah. So Rav Yirmiya comes and interprets it as follows. I'm Rav Yirmiya, Chasam Sofer Sheninu. We're dealing over here that the Sofer also signed it. It's not just his Ksav that was recognized, but the Sofer also signed it. And the Amr Rav Chista said, Masnisin on Mishnah is going in accordance with whose opinion? On Masnisin money. Who's it go like? So it goes like Rav Yossi, Dharma Milulu Mimsrum L'Shaliach. Now, it goes like Rav Yossi, who says that you can transfer over words. Now, here, if we're saying that the husband said specifically to them, just sign on it, but that also applies that he's authorizing them to go and get somebody else to sign it. So if you're telling me that this is Rav Yossi, he holds Mili Lo Mimsrum L'Shaliach. So then you can transfer it over and have somebody else sign it. Now, what's the question here? V'soka daitach mod Rabbi Yossi bo Imru. If you're going to tell me no, that in the case of Omer Imru, that even Rabbi Yossi would agree when he says that Mili lo Mimsro, and it's not talking about a case of Omer Imru, they weren't specifically authorized to go and tell the sofer to go and sign it. If they were authorized to go and tell the sofer to go and sign it, so then even Rabbi Yossi would say Mili Mimsro, that can't be because Nafik Mina Churva. That could lead to a terrible tragedy, a disaster happening. What is that? Because the Zimnin, the Amalul Shnayim. You know what's going to happen, possibly, Rachmana Litzlan? Two people are going to be told by the husband, go and ask the sofer to go and write up a get, and then you two guys sign it, but not the sofer. Now, we turn to Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. He's going to tell them, Imru l'sofer v'yachtol. Go tell the sofer that he should write up the get, but the l'ploni u'ploni v'yachtol. But I want you two guys to sign it, not the sofer. Now, they're going to tell the sofer, go write up the get. So he's going to say, sure, my pleasure to do so, and I'll sign it as well. He writes up the get, and he signs it. Now, they're going to be embarrassed to tell him, umishum kisufa, the sofer, they're not going to be willing to tell the sofer, hey, listen, he didn't want you to sign it, he just wanted you to write it up. So therefore, because of their embarrassment over here, to tell the sofer that you weren't asked to be one of the witnesses on it, right? It's a big cover to be an aide on the ksuba at a wedding, to be signing on it is a big cover. So here, the sofer doesn't want to just write it up, he wants to sign it. So since it's a cover, and he'll be embarrassed if he says, no, but they didn't want you to sign it, so therefore, we have to be concerned that chayshi, so one of the witnesses say, okay, fine, we'll let the sofer. Everyone knows there's only two witnesses usually. So the sofer signed it. So no, one of us two will sign it and the other one won't. But that now is not fulfilling what the husband wanted. And therefore, the husband didn't say that the sofer should sign it with one of you two. The husband said, I want you two to sign it. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid get. But everybody's going to think it's a valid get. It seems to be written up properly. We have witnesses that that's the sofer's signature. We have witnesses that that's the signature of one of the two people that really were signed to be the witnesses. The woman's going to go and get divorced based upon this, go marry somebody else, have children. But in fact, she's still a nation's each to the first guy. Her children are mamzerim. So we got a real problem over here. So therefore, because of this takala, maybe he holds that you can't say imru, amru. That we don't say in this situation, even though they were told to go and write it up, we don't allow this. So Gemara says, no, we do allow it. Because kivan d'amar, since people said, we learned in the Beis Medrash, kosher, it is technically allowable to do this, but below siyosa can be so. But we don't do this because of this concern. Therefore, lo shliach. It's very, very unusual that somebody will go and do this, and therefore the rabbis didn't feel it's necessary to go and say that this is not acceptable because it just will hardly ever be done. So therefore, it's not a concern. More questions. It says, but v'leichosh dilma amaluhu lebeitrei, that maybe it will happen that the husband will tell the two people, listen, imul sofer, you go tell the sofer, v'yichto, that he should write up the get, v'atem chasong, but don't have the sofer sign it, you two sign it. And again, v'yaz lihanak mishum kisuf the sofer, because they're embarrassed to tell the sofer, he didn't want you to sign it, so the sofer will sign it, and only one of them will sign it, u'machtem elei l'sofer v'abi chaminayu, and only one of the two witnesses will sign it, u'balu amahochi, and the husband didn't say that this is acceptable, and therefore it's not a valid get, and the takala will occur. So the Gemara says, no, that's exactly what Rav Yossi ben. Amri, honami, kosher, velo siyasu. Since this is something that technically is good, but they were told not to do this, so therefore, it's not a concern, because nobody will go and do it if they were told not to do this. The Gemara says, no. In this situation, honicha, lamandiyomar, kosher, velo siyasu. That's only good, according to Mandiyomar, says that it's technically kosher, and you shouldn't do it. El lamandiyomar, kosher, v'tiyasu, who says it's perfectly good, and you're allowed to go and do this. Michael Mamer, then we have this problem, this huge takola could arise. So the Gemara answers, Ella Rav Yossi Tartioma. Rav Yossi, in fact, said two things over here. He said that, number one, Mili lo mimsri, that you shouldn't go and ever assume that can be done. And even if you say, Imru Omer, you should go and tell him, so then you should, it's technically kosher, but lo seyase. So Ella Rav Yossi Tartioma, he said both of these things. But Shmuel, Sovele Kavasi Bechoda, Shmuel held like him on Mili lo mimsri, but he didn't hold on him over here that kosher, velo seyase. Shmuel held that it's kosher. So that concludes this little sugya. We're still a little more. We'll go back on it tomorrow, but this is a good place to stop. With this, we conclude today's share.